It's good to have you here. And I want to thank you. I want to thank those of you who've been involved in singing this year, and I want us to continue that next year. This is our last chapel service. I want to thank you for being faithful. And for when you've been here, I really appreciate the way you've been attentive. You paid attention. You seem to be trying to soak up what God might be saying. And that blesses me. It blesses me just to look at your faces and see you trying to be attentive. So that means a lot to me. So I commend you for that. I want us to pretend today, just for a moment, something that may or may not be true about you. I want us to pretend that you're really pretty good at music. That would cover several of you. Several of you are pretty good at music. That's a good thing. I also want to pretend that you're pretty good at math. That might let more of you out. but let's pretend that you're really good at both those things, okay? And you're trying to decide on a career, and you're not quite sure which way to go. But it so happens that you know somebody at the University of Tennessee who's been a music professor there for many, many years, a lady there at the university, and she's really good at music, and she's a personal friend of yours. You also know somebody who's been an electrical engineer, maybe a mechanical engineer for many, many years, and he's been very successful at it. You're trying to decide what to do with your future. What are you probably going to do? You probably want to sit down with both those people, aren't you? You want to pick their brain. You want to give them a listening ear and see if you can learn something from them to help you make a better decision. We call people like that sometimes sources of authority. They're kind of experts in their field. And so we go to people like that and say, help me think. Help me make a good decision. And I want you to think today about sources of authority, because all through life, we're making lots of decisions. Many, many decisions. Lots of decisions. And when we make decisions, we want to look back with as few regrets as possible, right? We want to look back and say, oh, that was a good decision. That turned out really good. And a lot of that depends on our sources of authority. If you've got a medical condition, for example, you're sick, you're going to talk to me about that? I don't know anything about it. You're not going to talk to me. You want to find the best doctor you can, right? Somebody that's really an expert in whatever area you're having trouble in, and get some good counsel as a source of authority. If you've got a car and it's beginning to cause you some grief, and you're wondering, okay, is it time to junk this thing? Or do I need to get it fixed? Or do I need to trade it in? Or do I need to just keep driving it? You want to talk to a mechanic that really knows what he's talking about, right? To give you some good counsel. To get some good authority there to make a good decision about your car. Sometimes our dependence on authority gets a little out of whack. And sometimes we make decisions that are based on authority, and we really don't even know exactly what's going on. We're not thinking about it well enough. So what I want to encourage you to do today is think a little more deeply about this as you make different decisions. For example, all of you know Peyton Manning, right? You know who Peyton Manning is. Great quarterback. One of the greatest that ever lived. Man, he's good. Have you ever heard him doing commercials for Papa's Pizza? Yeah, I have too. Do you know Serena Williams? Any of you know her? If you're tennis fans, you know Serena Williams. She's a great tennis star. She really is incredibly good at tennis, has been for many years. She does commercials for Oreo cookies. You ever heard of David Beckham? If you're a soccer fan, you may have heard of David Beckham. He's a great soccer star. He advertises for Burger King. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that people admire people like Peyton Manning and Serena Williams and David Beckham a lot for their athletic ability, so much that they'll actually let them be their source of authority for buying pizza or cookies or hamburgers. And when we think about it, we think, you know, that really doesn't make much sense, does it? I mean, just because Peyton Manning is really, really good with the football, does that mean he knows all about pizza? Probably not. No, more than you do, probably. You know, you may know more than he does. Who knows? You know, Serena Williams, she's great at hitting a tennis ball. Does that mean that make her an expert on cookies? Probably not. Probably not. But there's some source of authority behind every decision you make, and it's good to think about that. Especially decisions that involve something that's right or something that's wrong. Is it right or is it wrong? What's my source of authority? Why am I making this decision? Where am I coming from here? And I want us to think about some of the things that get involved in making decisions and hopefully make better decisions. And I think you will agree with me that these are pretty common, okay? So just hang in here with me. For example, when some people are making decisions that are moral, something right or something wrong, a lot of people will make decisions, whether they're consciously thinking about it or not, based on what they've seen in a movie. They let Hollywood, some Hollywood scriptwriter, be their source of authority. Do you know what the problem with that is? I think you probably do. In real life, there are decisions that you might make, say involving sexual ethics. that if you made a certain decision a certain way, there are going to be consequences. They're going to be really, really bad. Really, really bad. Long range, but they're there. They'll come. But in Hollywood, you can write a movie and have somebody doing that very same thing that God may call terrible sin, but the script writer can decide the outcome. You know, they say, I want the outcome to be good. So they make the outcome look cool. It worked. These people are really cool. This is nice. Life's not like that. That's not reality, you see. That's Hollywood. Some people make decisions based on things they've heard in songs. You know, we'll listen to one song over and over and over and over. Well, if it's a good, godly Christian song, that can really help you. It can make you think more clearly, more biblically. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's horrific. A few years ago, my granddaughters, whom I love dearly, really got hung up, I bet some of you did too, on a movie called Frozen. Y'all remember Frozen? Yeah? And every girl I ever saw, it seemed like, was singing what? Let it go, let it go. Yeah, it was Elsa's song, yeah. I know, don't get me wrong now, girls and guys too, don't misunderstand me here. I'm not saying you can't sing that song or you shouldn't sing that song. I'm not saying that it's going to affect you. It may not. But it's good to know what you're singing. Let me just read just a few of the lyrics from that song. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. Do you remember the rest? No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. That doesn't sound very good, does it? No right, no wrong, no rules for me. Now, I know people have reminded me, I've talked to a lot of people about this through the years. That's not what that movie's all about. I know that. I know that. And I know there's some great lessons in that movie about being courageous. I know that. And about the love between two sisters. Yeah, I know that. Those lessons are all there. But the fact is, those are the lyrics of that song. And I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to it or shouldn't sing it. I'm just saying, make sure your antenna are up and you recognize what you're singing, what you're hearing. You know, make sure you're tuned in to things like that. When we listen to things, when we watch things, pay attention. Is this really good? Would God be pleased with this or not? In that same movie, you may remember this, Anna was able to save herself by doing good deeds. So maybe we ought to ask, is that how it works in life? Do I save myself by doing good deeds? And God says, no. No, you can't do that. Not in real life. I'm just saying, be careful what you absorb from music, from movies, from television programs. Make sure your antenna are up. Listen, pay attention, and don't let things influence you that you know is really not pleasing to God. Another source of authority that a lot of us use is simply our friends. We'll be making a decision. We'll be talking to our friends, and we let our friends' counsel and advice help us make a decision. Okay, sometimes that's fine. If your friends really love the Lord and they really know what Scripture says, that can be really good. But a lot of times we need to think, where's my friend coming from? Where are they coming from before I make this decision? A lot of people make decisions based on what experts say. We kind of mentioned that, I guess, with Peyton Manning and Serena Williams. But the problem is sometimes a person's an expert in one field. That doesn't mean they're an expert in morality or other fields. So you got to be careful. Think about that. A lot of people make decisions based on their logic. Some people really pride themselves on their logic. Listen, logic is a gift from God. Thank God that He's made us logical people, and we want to use as much logic as we can. Yes, it's a gift, but I'm telling you guys, I have made decisions myself in the past that I thought were very, very logical. And then after a little time goes by, I look back and say, that wasn't very logical after all. I thought it was logical. My logic let me down. Our logic can let us down, guys. Be careful about just depending on logic. A lot of people make decisions based on their experience. We call those pragmatists. Have you heard that word? Pragmatic decision making, where you make decisions based on what seems to work, based on your experience. Well, that can be good sometimes. God teaches us a lot of valuable things through experience. Experience can be a really good teacher. Hard way to learn sometimes, but it can be a good teacher. But sometimes even our experiences can deceive us. Because what may seem to work at one time, later on we realize, maybe that didn't work as well as I thought it would. Let me give you an example. Don't raise your hands, okay? Do any of you, don't nudge anybody either. Do any of you know people that you can think of that you know are pretty much chronic liars? They've lied to you many times. You realize they've lied to you many times. Some of you are smiling. Yeah, you can think of people, can't you? There are people like that. They tell us something and we think, I don't know if I can trust this person or not. They've lied to me several times. So I don't know. Now, how did that come to pass? When they lie to you, when they tell you something, even if it's a lie, they think that you think they're telling the truth, right? They assume that. They think you're going to believe them. But you know you can't trust them. I've known people like that. How did that happen? Well, it may happen different ways, but I think for some of them it happened like this. When they were little, when they were young, they did something wrong. They knew they were going to get in trouble. They told a lie, and whew, they got away with it. And they think, okay, I guess this works. So the next time they do something wrong, they may get in trouble. They say, oh, I know how I can get out of this. I'll just lie again. And they lie, and they lie, and they lie. And they get to thinking that people are believing them. But a lot of people realize, I can't trust this person. So experience hasn't worked out so good for them. You see what I'm saying? They can't trust their experience. They lied and got by with it once. You know what you have to have in order to be a really, really good liar? You got to have an incredibly high IQ. That most of us don't have. And you've also got to have an incredibly good memory that most of us don't have. We get ourselves in trouble when we start lying to get out of trouble and to impress people or whatever we're lying about. So we get found out. We get caught. It doesn't work. Not in the long run. It's not a really good way to make decisions. One more way that a lot of people make decisions is with their emotions. And a lot of you are going to be tempted to make decisions based on your emotions. If it feels right, it's got to be okay. That's what a lot of people think. There was a song that came out many, many years ago. In fact, it was in the 1970s. I bet y'all don't know Pat Boone or Debbie Boone. Anyway, she sang a song called You Light Up My Life. And some of the lyrics of that song were these. It can't be wrong when it feels so right. There's a tendency for us to trust our emotions. To say, well, if it feels right. You know that follow your heart thing? Follow your heart. If it feels right to you, go for it. If it feels right, do it. And I don't know if you've heard of James Dobson or not, but he was a great Bible teacher. He was a great Christian psychologist. He wrote a lot of great books for families to help families stay together and be stronger families. He was asked to write a book one time on emotions. And so he wrote a book several hundred pages long called Emotions. Can You Trust Them? Later on, I heard someone interviewing him on a podcast I was listening to. And he said, you know what? I took several hundred pages to write what I could have said in one word. No. No, you can't trust your emotions. Your emotions will get you in trouble over and over again. Guys, believe me, I and many others have made many decisions based on what felt right. And then we look back later and we say, oh man, that didn't work. That wasn't so hot. That wasn't so cool. The outcome was not so good. Don't depend on your emotions. Now, you know where I'm going with all this, don't you? What am I going to tell you need to trust? God's Word. Yeah, God's Word. God tells us the truth in His Word. That's where we learn how to make good decisions, guys, getting Scripture into our hearts and minds. Now listen, you're too young right now to have gotten much Scripture in your life. You're just getting started at this. What does that mean? Well, God says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. So He's put some godly people in your lives who've studied the Scripture, who've been in the Bible many years. They've prayed, they've looked for wisdom, they've tried to understand God's Word. You need to figure out who those people are. And you need to go to them and say, look, I'm struggling with something. I need some advice here. I need some prayer support. You need a mentor like that who's been a Christian a lot longer than you have that will help you think things through from a Scripture point of view. Now, that doesn't excuse you from Scripture. Yes, counselors are good, especially if they know the Lord and they know Scripture. But God wants you to get into His Word yourself. His Word, He says, is a light unto your path. I forgot the rest of it. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He wants His Word to be a lamp for your feet. Show you where to go. A light to your path. Show you where to go. And yes, He says there's safety in the multitude of counselors. And yes, He says, if you need to make a good decision, don't depend on your own thinking. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Guys, I want you to make good decisions. I want you to make decisions that you won't have regrets about. You're headed into summer. You're going to have several weeks here of summer, a couple of months. You're going to be making all kinds of decisions. You're going to have all kinds of influences telling you, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way. There's one influence that's right. God, through His Word, through godly counselors. Get godly counsel, make good decisions, decisions you'll look back on with relief and not regrets, okay? That's what I want to leave you with. Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for these kids. And thank you that I know many of them really, really love you, Lord. They want to be good followers of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you so much for their lives. I pray if there's some kids in here who haven't yet figured out what it's all about and they're not yet really trusting Jesus, that they would talk to some of us soon so they can get it right and get their lives started in the right direction. But Father, for all of us, help us to be more tuned in to the influences out there that want to encourage us to make decisions that would later bring disaster and pain, catastrophe, bad outcomes, regrets. Father, we can look around. It's so easy. We can think of people right now in our minds that have done exactly that. Instead of listening to you, they've followed one of these other sources of authority, and now they're in pain and they're hurting. So, Lord, please help us to tune into you. Help us to be determined by your grace to make decisions based on your word and your truth. Give us godly counselors in our lives. Help us to find people who've been in your word longer than we have, who've been walking with you longer than we have, that we can ask for wisdom and direction and get good counsel from them, Lord. I just pray that at the end of this summer, these kids will not look back with any regrets, but they'll look back and just be praising you that you helped them make a bunch of good decisions. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.